The what?
To make it a little earlier to give us more time. Guys don't like lunch here. What? 11:15 Thursday, sure. That may maybe we'll even finish in time for Director in the Parsha. Okay. 11:15 Thursday. Everybody, please join us 11:15 Thursday. I'll send out an email, of course. Okay. We're in the middle of a discussion last night. Where we were trying to analyze the machloket between, mostly we said, between Rashi and Tosafot, let's say, as to how to read our Gemara. Again, this is, I think, going to be the four shurim out of four. Probably all of them we discussed this machloket, Rashi and Tosafot a little, before we move on in the Gemara, as to how to parse the Gemara, Abaye, and the answers of Abaye and Rava. Let's just review. For 1 second, let's just review for a second what the machlokas was. Here we have who do we put with Rashi? We point out the Raivid is very important with Rashi, the Ramban and the Rashba with Rashi, Raivid. Ramban, Rashba, and I'm sure there are many others, versus Tosfos. And we point out the Rambam by Tosfos, certainly according to Geth Mishnah and all of all Achronim. What was the Machlokas? The Machlokas was, according to Rava, we always talk like Rava against Abaye. That's pretty posh. And again, I point out there's Baz and Saad Rava question that, but we're not going to go into that. According to Rava, A became hello Trusbol and Rashi Udi May said, Rav was going back on the first question, because Hefker says then Hefker can override even a digital Raisa, while according to Tosfos and the Rambam, Tosfos says no, he did not want. Remember in the Tosfos that went over from a Manal to a base, and we read a time at the end, we get two answers to the story speaker, one of which compromised and went back to Rashi. But the main thrust of Tosos clearly is because Savar Kehillel, Dishmita, Bizman Hazdeh, Midrabana. Right? But certainly according to Tosos, Rabbi said Hefker bends to Hefker in the next line when they then ask. Well, Peter Zahn said, there are abundant, you can talk to Shemitah. If we don't write that, everyone has paid their debt. Well, the answer is, doesn't have to. So, Robin is using Hefker. Anyway, why does we use Hefker, Bez, and Hefker here? So, obviously, what we're saying is that Hefker, Bez, and Hefker does not justify front ball if Shemitah were De'oraisa. Right? Lu Yitzir Shemitah were De'oraisa. Now they say Lu Yitzir Shemitah was De'oraisa. The first of all, Hefker would not justify all right things. Would justify what the Sodom HaKlokas, we looked at the three Mahalkim. We only got two of them last time. What the Sodom of the machloket, which basically means what's the svara of because he thinks it's a bigger finish. So one derech was what we saw in Tosfos himself, right? No secrets in Tosfos himself. The Meiri, the Yavrama, quoted in the funny Kiddushim Ksav Yad in the Mosada of Kof Ritva. One derech is because of Akira Dabar Min HaTorah, or let's say better, after all, every Takan is over something that's Torah. So, Akira Mitzvah Min HaTorah. You're being over a whole mitzvah. And here we have two formulations, right? If you recall, Tosfos and the Meiri said, it's not proper to be oker a mitzvah d'oraisa even if you have the power. And the way the Ramah said it was not just that it's not property, but it's not so great, but that it's absurd. It's forbidden from Hakam to be Oker Mitzvah Torah. They can tweak this, tweak that, but uproot a hole and give me the something. Right? It is forbidden to be Oker Mitzvah D'Oraisa, even if you have the power. That was one way we explained. That was the first way, the Chazar, we explained the Shita of Kotos and the Rambam within Rava. Hefker Besen's Hefker is not good enough because you can't be uprooted in entire mitzvah. Okay, so what does Abaye think? Or for that matter, what does Rashi think, even according to Rava? Let's just add here. And Abaye, let's recall our Mishonim. Right, everyone missed this sheet of Abaye. So what would you have to say? No, they just deny. You think that it's not proper to uproot an entire mitzvah even through the power? It is proper. Right. Okay, I mean, there's nothing so exciting. Or the way the Abramah says, you think you're not allowed to uproot something from the Torah using Hefker Besed and Hefker. No. What does the Abramah say? Hefker Besed and Hefker is not called Akira. When you use your power of transferring money, that's not called Akira. I think he had a look at something along those lines, if I still have it with me. What do you say? Dover still mammon ain't got over government or jug together. Okay. The Dover still mammon, let's just say Hefker mammon, is not called Akira. You're not allowed to be ochre government of Torah. Chazal can be ochre a whole mitzvah. It's not called Akira because money is fungible. Okay, that was one there. Can we point out the guest of Mishnah sounded like it's not? Yeah?
Is that what Rashi and Abaye would use? Rashi and Rava.
What?
Is that what Rashi and Abaye would
use? No, I said, well, we don't need to admit that's what Abaye. Right? Rashi says even Rava thinks that. Sorry, I got you. You're right. That's not what I meant. I apologize. Good point. What I meant was that, thank you, that even Rashi might say that the Torah of Abaye. Thank you for that correction. Right, we're just not sure. Rashi just, according to Abaye, does not want to come on after Beth and after, or do you also have a problem with after Beth and after? Okay, thank you. Number two, Kesmish said, proper to use after Beth and after to take away from one person, to make someone actively pay money, which we thought that Kesmish was funny because in all of her shops, after Beth and after makes people pay money whenever they're about to make a knot on someone, etc. So we're not sure what he meant, but I think what he might have meant is maybe the second there, right, which is, Maybe with the Kesem Mishnah Men, he said, no implementation. This would, maybe the Kesem Mishnah Men, he said, no. Hefker Bezdin can take away money, but not give it automatically to another, meaning mitzad hefker bezdin, if Reuven will shim on money, and really they're shmita, the raisa. So they can take away Reuven's money, but they can't make him over to Shimon. That's giving Shimon violence. They can take away Shimon's money, but they can't give violence, meaning, so therefore, they hefker bezdin cannot make Reuven of Shimon money. That's not within the power of Hefker Bezdin. Hefker Bezdin did not make Reuven or Shimon money. We base this on the Rashba. What did the Rashba say in our sugya? The Rashba said, he said, 1 second. Bet they can not only take away from the money, they can make it belong to someone else. And what we're suggesting, what did we suggest last time? We made a whole kakira. What's the nature of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker? Remember, maybe we said they're arguing about the kakira of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. As the Rashba said, Dafka, to explain Rashi Shita, Yesh Toach, or can make money belong to Shimon. While Rabbeinu Yonah and Bava Basra, this is the last thing we discussed, said no. Hefker, Bez, and Hefker can confiscate money, but cannot make it belong to someone else unless that someone else physically picks it up and doesn't like to get it, right? They make it Hefker. They make it Hefker if someone else can physically pick it up. They can't make it belong to someone else. Meaning, according to the Rashba, Hefker has the power to say, Charlie really does not owe Arye money. Charlie doesn't owe Arye money. The Shmita. If we have Hefker and Hefker, we can take Charlie and the custom and make them owe to Arye. Give Arye sheep in the custom. While maybe the Tosfos look like you're being yelled at. Hefker and take this much money, but they can't make it belong to someone else. They can't make them owe someone else. So you can't create a debt through Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Maybe that's the stone of the Machlokas. If so, we have enough Venus, we won't put them back on the board. We wanted to say that then the Rambam wrote well the Shitate and Rashi wrote well the Shitate. The Rambam, the Shitate, because he only mentions confiscation, right? Of course, right here to the Rambam, and quotes, which is it? Whose pasuk was it? Rabbi Yitzchak's pasuk. And quote the makor of Rabbi Yitzchak. Right? Remember the Marshal and others said, and for the pasuk, the pasuk of Rabbi Yitzchak sounds like ever took away money, you can confiscate money. The pasuk of Eliezer, the anaklos, you can give away money. That means you can give away money. So Rambam, which he thought today, he said, Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, you can take away money. You can't make it belong to someone else. If you can't make it belong to someone else, then it's hard to know how principle can be based on Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. It should be Darekta because they can't take away the money and make you owe someone else. Just like they can't make it belong to someone else, they can't make it owe to someone else. Because owing someone money is that they own something, giving them the Shiva to collect it. And we also suggest that maybe Rashi was looking to say, because, as I mentioned very briefly again, Rashi on Daf has one line, which you know we saw a little bit out of context. But what does Rashi say? It's talking about the money. Of course, Rashi at least, it's talking about the money which the wife pays the sofer to write the get. And Rashi say, Akmiri Akali Rabbanan Havu Zuza Midida, the Havik Mani Yavli, Ihu, the Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. Again, what does Rashi say? They take the money the wife gives the sofer and make it the husband. How do they make it the husband? The husband never touched it. He never did it myself. How can they make the wife's money the husband's? The wife gave it to the sofer and the husband never touched it. The answer is because Rashi makes out the Rashi. And then it works. Well, let's talk today. Rashi, let's talk today. On the Kafam Nalit, that Hefker Bezdin can be Machne to others. Okay, that's what we left off with, which was maybe they're not arguing about propriety, they're arguing about the famous Kakir about Hefker Bezdin Hefker.
If you're going to be honest, is somebody else going to make the opinion, or do they need to be going to make him Hefker exclusively to shoot?
I assume Bezdin has the ability to make it Hefker. Bezdin has the ability, let's get around the horns of your dilemma. Bezdin has the ability to make it Hefker, and anyone but Shimon who takes it, they'll still be Hefker. They make it Hefker from you, and if anyone but Shimon wants it, it's still Hefker until Shimon makes it. So they can solve that problem. Lahore, that's what you'd have to say. Okay, that's the, and maybe that's the Kesef Mishnah. When the Kesef Mishnah, he tried to explain the Rambam, how did the Kesef Mishnah try to explain the Rambam? He says, Kaima, they came into Inamo and Biyodo with Giru Bezin. Well, the whole thing, Biyodo Shulukadin, meaning, how come it's okay according to Rambam for Hefker Bezin, Hefker, to make Shemitah Drabonish? To make Shemitah Drabonish, Hefker Bezin be Hefker. Why? Make Shemitah Drabonish means I don't have to pay. There are Mafter, your Shebud, and now I don't have to pay you. But to make someone pay, I'm a host me other slope in Torah, the moment you will have to something to write them. Love them attacking the host me other day after to be motzi from someone against the Torah, they would not make an economy. What he means is like Rabbi Yonah to be, I'm not sure, so maybe. Maybe what he means like Rabbi Yonah that they don't have the power to make someone's money owed to someone else. They only have the power to take away money.
The thing in Gittin really isn't a proof because it's totally different. Over here, we're talking about we're doing something bad for Reuven, taking his money and giving it to Shimon. Over there, you're taking the lady's money and giving it over to the sober. You're mezakeh for her. She wants it bad.
She gives the sober that no problem, but I'll come and give it to the husband before it goes.
Yeah, but the whole chain is something that they want.
Ah, okay. So perhaps one could, meaning. Perhaps one can be Makad. In that case, the wife wants it to be a valid get, so maybe she. But Rosh just says they took it when he gave them for Hefkerbez and Hefker. You know, to say that within Hefkerbez and Hefker depends if someone wants it or not is a kid. Sounds like that's just the power of eminent domain.
I mean, one of the days for how Hefkerbez works is like, I'm the Hadi of Shuk. So, one of the days for how Hefkerbez and Hefker works is that, like, an Amin Sahabi that would be meant to.
Yes. Okay, now. What did we not get to? We didn't get to the analysis of the Torah story. So let's go back here. Here we have Rashi Bechule. Here we have Tosfos and the Rambam. What is another way? There's a third possible way to analyze this. The Torah story. First, Rambam, are you from Ranchi? I think it's under the first of Rashi. Very, very nice. First, Columbus. And we're nice that I put it in the bottom line now. So it's accessible to everyone. Have a copy at home. That's very tall and safer. He says, based on the fascinating question. He said, we know when it comes to the psalm that this is an assumption. We'll question the assumption later, but pretty major assumption. There is a moment after the stuff. I used to owe you the money. Now, Rosh Hashanah comes, I don't owe the money. There's also an answer involved, right? Well, he goes to three. If it's a gift, you're not allowed to collect. It's an answer to collect. Not only that, even if I offer you to pay back the money, he's not allowed to take it until he says Meshameh. Right? So there's an answer to collect, even if the guy does want to pay you the money. There's an answer to collect debts. Regardless of whether he owes you money or not, there's an answer called Logico. Okay, if there is an answer, it needs to be good proof. Again, what's the proof that there's an answer? It's not just that loans are canceled. There's an answer to collect. The proof is that even if I offer you the money, you can't take it unless you say you don't have to pay me and I say I want to be your friend. Let's say. Okay, so he says, hold on a second. How does football get around the answer to collect? You're not allowed to collect the debt, even though the Torah cancels the debt and the Rabbanan say, no, you still owe the money. In the Rabbanan say you still owe the money, you still offer to collect it. Seems like a good question. to make you owe the money. But it's still up there to collect it. That's the Pnei Yeshua's question. Okay, so what? Before we get to Pnei Yeshua's answer, this might tie into an earlier Chakira. We had an earlier Chakira about how Prozbul works. What's the relation between Prozbul and Moser Shnerotza Levetzin? Right, if you recall, right, Rashi said Prozbul and Moser Shnerotza Levetzin are the same thing. They're both midrabbanan. Tosfos said they're the same thing, and they're both midoraita, radical shita. And most Rishonim said they're two different things, but one is an extension of the other. And who said they're completely unrelated? The Rambam said they are completely unrelated, because most Rami Lachem in the Lashon of Prozbul does not mean Moser Levetzin; it means Meyanani. And why would he go out of his way to say that strange parish? Because he believes they are unrelated. Now, says the Torah, I'm very, very sharp. He says maybe the machlokas about the nature of principle and relationship to mokas shorot then is the yisod of the machlokas about how to interpret rava and whether hefker beds and hefker is good enough or not. What do we mean by that? So he said maybe you could say that what's the reason for the Rambam that we made, again, it's not really going to help for Tosfos. It's not going to help for Tosfos. But for the Rambam, what can you say? Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker takes care of the Mamo, but there's still an answer of the Yigot. That's why you can't make a principle case of the Doraisa. And if an Ami, Hefker, Benz, and Hefker take care of the Yigot, the law was canceled, it reinstates the law. But even if it reinstated the law, there's still an answer of the Yigot. You can't collect the law. If you can't collect the loan, then Hefker, Benz, and Hefker can help. If she means it's Rabbanon, then if the rice that won't help, right? Hefker to Hefker wouldn't just by Purdle to the rice up. It only works with Jesus Rabbanon at the round, right? Purdle only works with Jesus Rabbanon. Why can Hefker and Hefker override Jesus the rice up? Because it overrides the money. It can make you give you the rights of the money in the money, but you still have an extra low ego. In which case, what is Rashi that's better going to say? That somehow Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker also gets you out of the answer of Lo Yigo. Maybe that's my focus. Does Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker get you out of the answer of Lo Yigo or not? So once they can think of some other clever things, but how so? Why should that be my focus being Rashi? And the why should that be my focus between Rashi and the Rambam? So this might have to do with Lashitapa. That's the Torah's Rambam. They are both Lashitapa. How do we mean that? What's the Torah's Rambam? He says the Rambam is Lashitapa. Deprubal Eino Midin Moser Sarotha Vedin. Ella Takana Stam, right? The Rav says Brussels not Moses Shorotul Bezdin. It's just the Takana. If it's just the Takana, then what are you going to say? They just made a Takana that you're exempt from Shvia. If they just made a Takana that you're exempt from Shvia, then how does that use the Kepra and the Hefra? How do they get you out of Little Eagles? Then it makes sense. This is what the Torah says very cleverly. He said, in which case, Hefker Bezdin Hefker, ain't no matter, Esser Lo Yigos. If it's just the Tam Takana, then Hefker Bezdin Hefker can make you all the money, but it can't be matter the Esser Lo Yigos. In which case, it's not a good enough solution, and that's why it only works. Yes.
You move the camera a little bit so we can see the whole board.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not taking the money here. Basically, he's taking it and putting it in my pocket.
Give me a second. Okay. Give me a second. Okay. Yeah, but what does Rashi hold? Rashi holds that Lishitate. The principal, I knew most there, Starosa Lebesdin. If principal is most Starosa Lebesdin, then what's going on now? What's most Starosa Lebesdin mean? Most Starosa Lebesdin means that I'm not in control of this debt anymore. I don't have Staros. You don't owe me money anymore. Now Bezdin's collecting the money. And Rashi Shita all over shop. This is Bezdin collect the money. Of course, how can they collect the money? After Bezdin, after. The Bezdin part take care of the Yisr. He says, if the principle most assured for Bezdin, then in Cain, Kavan, if Bezdin, Govim, Be'atzma. We show Hefker Bezdin. Bezdin have the power of Hefker Bezdin. Hefker. But they're not letting me be Govet because of Hefker Bezdin. I mean, in the end, they're letting me collect, right? But theoretically, they're not letting me collect. They are collecting themselves. That's what I'm saying. I'm not knowing you, but Bezdin is knowing you. So the power of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. They didn't make it that comma, I can collect my debt. They didn't say, I can collect my debt. It's true, they're not outstanding. They said, I can't collect my debt. But they can collect the debt. The Hefker Bezdin Hefker didn't just say get around Shmita, said they're collecting instead of me, then there's no low egos, because when Bezdin collects, there's no low egos. That's the whole Shita of Rashi. MK, Gam, Leka, low egos. So basically, we have a year, the very first year of the year. How does Purple work? What do they supposed to do? So Bezdin says it's how it's run. Rashi and Rambam are the Shitakhtan that underlies the Machlokas, how to read the Machlokas and Bayim Rabban. Say it in slightly different words. You can ask, you know, how can I collect after making a principal? So if the answer is the Rambam, because the Chachamim gave me the right to collect anyway, and then they just said you can do it anyway. They need a mechanism, a pre-existing mechanism. They just said you can do it anyway. That makes sense. If Shmita's are a lot of things, they can tell me to do it anyway. Means it's all right, God. Even with all the Hefker Bezdin in the world, after they tell me to collect anyway, I'm rising with egos. They can't let me do an answer. After all, we never found Chachamim and let me collect rivers to a Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Even if they say the guy owes me rivers, but I'm still not allowed to certainly be sure. But Rashi said that through Prozbul, I'm not collecting. Bezdin is. They didn't use the power of Hefker Bezdin Hefker to let me collect any more Shmita. They said for a power of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, you're not going to collect where you collect. Of course, really, I collect. But really, I collect, like we saw in the years of the Rebar's Longing, I collect really under the aegis of them. Really, not collecting. In which case, first of all, the legal. The Bnei Yeshua, what Bnei Yeshua just does is he says these are two theories. He gives two other theories. Neither of these. Even though it's in Rashi, he doesn't do it in Rashi himself. He gives two other answers. Two other answers which would defend Rashi, he made. Rashi's written Shifa, okay? How about the other return on Rashi's side? So he gives two other theories. One of his theories is what we saw originally, right? Here, most of us, which is that I'm not collecting, it's already collected before Shmita, right? That was the Ilu Goli. What they do with their Hefker Bezdin Hefker is they, the other theory most of Shorts Lebesdin, is that they made it as if I already collected. If I already collected, there's no more egos, right? So as the Distitors run, as the Pango Shua, sorry, two other theories, or it is already collected. In which case, there's no more egos. Well, you can't collect it, it's already collected. Right? Remember, that's why it only works if the guy is character, it's right in my hands. Or there's another theory said, it's not that I'm allowed to collect my loan because I have prevented Hefker. It's that they erased the loan. They actually said she does erase the loan. They just made him pay me not for a loan for Hefker Bezdin Hefker. They recreated a new obligation to pay, which is a Xerox of the loan, but not the loan. What a good muscle for this is. It's not that they rehabilitated the loan, it's that they said, Taka, the loan is totally nishmat. But how much is the loan? 436 shekel? We now decree that he owes you 436 shekel. Bam, not for loan. It's not a loan, there's no way he goes. They just recreated a parallel obligation to pay, which is not a loan. And that makes sense, right? If they're on bond on, after Shmita would decide to make a knot that you owe me $100, they could. Not a loan. Not a loan from before Shmita. It's just not a knot.
A knot that coincidentally, quote unquote, happens to be the same amount of money as the loan.
Okay, the Rambam, obviously, he doesn't like the shot that's already collected, because that would be a type of motor show to the bed. The other shot. He doesn't like the shot that it's a new obligation that happens, quote unquote, to be the same amount as the loan. He thinks that's not okay. But we have three possible answers, or it's
a completely new obligation. I know it's very hard to read what I read about before, but you can just look in the picture.
Okay, Kitzer, the answer to the question, how do we get out of the Kitzer? Cana, after Benzin, after gives you the mother. But how do we get out of the Kitzer? So the first word said, in economics. Your question, one minute, right, one minute's question, next minute, in economics. He said, that's exactly right. Rambam doesn't think Hefter and Hefter works. That's the same for Tosa, but for the Rambam. Why Rambam thinks Hefter and Hefter doesn't work? Because he's talking that first of all, it's Tom, I can't believe this week, huh? Tom, I can't believe this week, that can get you, maybe you got to pay you money, but it can't permit the Yisrael of Logigo if you're still collecting a loan. But Rashi, but he does say that, no, it's not Tom canceling Shemitah. It's working on it's mostly sure for the Bezdin. There's a mechanism that gets around Shemitah. Either Rashi himself, the mechanism I'm not collecting Bezdin in, or we're starting many other Rishonim, friends, or relationships, hope for the rich, etc. I'm not collecting, it's already collected. Whether you say I'm not collecting Bezdin's collector, I'm not collecting, it's already collected, it gets you out of the answer. You need Hefker Bezdin Hefker because what do you mean I'm not collecting Bezdin's collected? Who gave them the right to collect? What do you mean I'm not collecting already collected? Who made it already collected? That's true, that's true. But you get out of looking goat naturally, or you could throw a grenade or something, like the manager said. You could have said that even if it's not working on most insurance of a vested, I'm not collecting my loan. It's a new obligation which just happens to mirror the loan. Okay, but the Rambam didn't like saying that. Lamaista, I think, is a very, very nice head for the book. Should this book be fair, what Rashi and Rambam fit in? The Shatabdam, but the George Rambam is very nice because it connects them to a pre existing Machloka in our Sukkah. Okay, that's all.
The Torah Zoraim doesn't say this explicitly, but doesn't it mishalev well with the Machlokas, the Rashba, and Rabbeinu Yonah?
What do you mean?
Because Lo Yigos doesn't exist when Lo Yigos isn't affected when the Hefker Bezin Behefker just removes it from the Rishus of the Lova.
Perhaps, meaning that's one thing I didn't get into. If you want me to discuss it later, which is the Rosh is making certain assumptions to make it totally on the Hefker Bezin Behefker here in the first place. After all, why can't you just answer that even if they only power you up because they're Machker? And then later on, they let you take it and be Kona. Okay, you might be right, but I'm not going to get into it now. It gets complex. Okay, we're both right here. Three ways of understanding the Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. Basically, whether Hefker Bezin Hefker is the solution to justify frivol or not could be a matter of propriety of just your attitude towards uprooting parts of the Torah. Could be a matter of the power of Hefker Bezin Hefker, or it could be a matter of the ego. And does frivol have a mechanism or not? If it does have a mechanism, Hefker Bezin Hefker doesn't help. Had a mechanism that Hefker Bezin Hefker use that mechanism to get around the ego. Okay, let's go
back into the Gemara. In the city of Aftinu, I learned the Gemara thought about Micha Kadish Bekaspa. The Gemara thought that he was giving her something, but they made it valueless. So you could collect the chov, and the chov has no value.
No, it still doesn't give you right to collect. They just took it away from you, so you didn't give her it for anything. They made it passive. Even if something has no value, I have no right to collect it.
But if you're
talking valueless garbage, I can't say you owe it to me.
Maybe if there's no value, there's no low egos.
Ah, okay, but I'm not sure Hefker means no value. I just think no ownership. I don't think Pinu Rabbanan made the ring valueless. I think they just made it not hit. If you give the ring that's not hit, and even if it's worth $1 million, it's still not kedusha. So I disagree with your thought. Okay, back to the Gemara. It's worth the Bayaluhu, right? We're about a quarter of the way down. He hit and hold Prozbul and Dory into talking of the whole Dory. How am I not talking? Did Prozbul him make the color Prozbul for his door or forever? Right? Again, why would he have perhaps not made it forever? Because he understood it was a very big city event to be Metakin, Prozbul. Right? After all, to sort of eliminate some, the mice, he still eliminated part of the Torah. To eliminate part of the Torah, even for a very good reason, was something he was not happy about, was something b'dyeved. So maybe only made it temporarily, because in his generation it was necessary, but hoped it wouldn't be necessary, later.
So he was very optimistic about the human nature.
Yes, yes. I remember Lichtenstein always, he loved saying that I think, I don't know if it's written up anywhere, whenever anyone would tell him that how, you know, we have to update the halacha, and I mean, obviously, halacha is always evolving, but that, you know, maybe there are parts of the Torah that really we have to get rid of. And he would say, how can you say that of the Torah? They'd say, hello. Hillel was an attacking principle, so there's a whole myth of the Torah that, regardless of all the law, that's in the end, Hillel eliminated. Like all parts of the Torah, you can try to get rid of the ones that you don't like and you don't think fit the modern world. He always used to say, I don't know how he knew this. I mean, he knew this on his own story. He said, do you think Hillel was happy when he made the cut of principle? Hillel made the cut of principle and went home and cried all night long. Now, let's see new. Yeah, he's got a protocol of Hillel cry all night long. I assume he didn't have a masorah from, you know, Hillel's wife. Hillel cried all night long. Okay, so maybe that's why there's a topic, whether he did it with Dari or Ladari or the Dariella. No, mind now. Nina, what's enough? Nina lived too late. E. Amart Lidari, who's talking about Lina Lake? Ellie, Amrit Ladori, Almanami talking, Haim Bezin, Yachobat Labin, Kabayo, King Gadoli, Manu, Bechakma, Ube, Minyan. If he made the Kana only for his bar, then anyone can be a violent because his Takana no longer apply. If he made the Takana forever, then you can't be a violent because the Bezin can't be a violent with Takana earlier. Bezin left his Gadoli, Manu, Bechakma, Minyan. And certainly in the days when this Gemara was being written, everyone knew they weren't greater than the Beis Din of Hillel. Theoretically, maybe someday Mashiach will come, they'll be greater than the Beis Din of Hillel. Who knows what will happen? But at the very least, in the time of the Gemara, no one was greater, and it was not anticipated in the near future anyone would be greater than the Beis Din of Hillel. Agav, some of the Rishonim, just say, hold on, if it's only the Dari, if it's only for his door, then you can invocal it. It's only for his door. Why didn't you invocal it? Only for his door. His door died a long time ago. So there are various answers. The simple answer is what the Ritva and the Ran here say. We'll give one answer. It says no. When it says for his door, it doesn't mean literally for his door. It means he made it for his door and temporarily, as long as people would not give loans without a principal. And therefore, you know, he made it for as long as necessary. That's what it meant. Did he make a regular takana that lasts forever until it's repealed, or did he make a takana for his generation and similar generations as long as necessary? But then you do need someone else to be mevatlet, meaning you would need a bezdin to judge and look at their generation and say, okay, our generation is not necessary anymore because we're tzaddikim, and they would lend money even without a prosbol. And that's why you would still need to be mevatlet. It didn't expire, you know, 50 years later. Okay, that's a shot. The Dari talking doesn't mean only for his generation. It means only temporarily, as long as the situation was the same as in his generation. And that's why we wouldn't need to formally repeal it, but we'd need to make a judgment call that, you know, the generation has changed after Dari and it's no longer necessary. Okay, so is it only as long as necessary, or was it forever?
Is it correct to use the terminology Horosh Shah and the Doros?
I think so. Was it a Rosh Shah, perhaps? I don't know if he formally called it a Rosh Shah. I might say, because a Rosh Shah sounds like he's doing something he normally wouldn't have power to do. Here they more clearly explained why he did have power to do. So I'm not sure I would want to use that word, but temporary or permanent. So the Gemara says, my Toshma, Dabar Shmuel, Kathina Prozbel, Ove, Eid Beidina, Dasur, Eid Beidina, Dinaharta, you can only write a prosbol in a bezdin of shur and a hadav. If Hillel was only for his door, then that means that, you know, every door needs authority to write a prosbol. It's not Hillel's authority, and therefore you need a bezdin of authority. But if you say Hillel made it forever, then why can't you do it any bezdin? Okay, I want to come back to this line in a little bit. Maybe even if Hillel made it forever, the Tanai that's made it forever is only based in like his, or like Rav Ami and Rav Asi, who have the power to be up to give Mammon, but not a regular Bezdin. Basically, what they're saying is that if Hillel made it temporarily, then like every door that does it has to be Makia Mammon, has to take away Mammon. Okay, so you need a bezdin powerful enough to take away mama, but if Hillel made it forever, then he took away all the mama. So why can't any three guys do it? The answer is maybe he made it, but the way he made the takana, then has to be a best in Ukmiya. Okay, we'll come back to that. Tashmada or Shmuel, how Prisbula Ubra is dying. He was an insult to Dayanim. That's first of all, Yahshahil with Limi. If I had the power to battle it, Avat Limi. No, okay, let's stop there. This is also proof. Shmuel said, if I empowered you in Bakalit, what does it mean? If I convince all the other rabbis that'd be in Bakalit. How can he be in Bakalit even if he convinces his colleagues? He's not greater than Hillel, so doesn't that prove that it's only a temporary takana? He's already talking. No, what he means is if I had power and I was greater than Hillel, I would be in Bakalit. Okay, so in the end, we don't have a clear hakra in the Gemara, whether it was Ladare Takin or Ladare Alma Takin. But let's review the Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is, whether it's Ladare or Ladare Alma, whether a Bezdin cut the Mivakulit or you need a Bezdin goggles Mivakulit. And this brings in the big machlokas about the rules of one Bezdin, the Mivatel, the Takana of a previous Bezdin. Because what do we see from Argar? We see something very simple. A bez, again, if it's a temporary takana, that's a temporary takana, we're not getting it, right? But if it is a real, a regular takana, like Dori Alma, then a later bez is only about, well, if they're good, only Hillel. And that's why Shmuel meant, if it's a permanent takana, he meant, if I were greater than Hillel, which I'm not. Tosfos and all the other Rishonim are bothered by how this fits into the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. It's not really just how this fits into the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, even how the Gemara of Avodah Zarah fits into itself. Because what does the Gemara say in Avodah Zarah? What takana are they dealing with there? Shem and Akum, right? Nowadays, do we buy Shem and Akum? Yes, meaning you go to the, right? All right, what do they say? They say that if it's extra virgin olive oil, you can even buy it without a hechsher. Right, you can buy Shem and Akum, but at one time there's a Gzera and Shem and Akum. Who made the Gzera against Shem and Akum? That's the whole previous line in the Gemara. They're either Daniel or Talmid Hillel the Shammai. Okay, at this point in the Gemara, we're dealing with Hillel and Shammai. And who repealed the Gzera against Shem and Akum? Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, we mentioned that, right? Okay. Anyway, the Gemara asks Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, "Hey, Mothel Mishnah Kana Talmid Hillel v'Shammai. How can Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya uproot the Kana Talmid Hillel v'Shammai? About Tanane based in Yachol Levatel Dibur Beis Chavayel Ken Gadol Menu B'Chachol and Minyan. After all, they can't repeal unless it's Gadol B'Chachol and Minyan. The assumption is Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was not Gadol B'Chachol and Minyan from Talmid Hillel v'Shammai. I put in brackets here. It's very technical. What does it mean Gadol B'Chachol and Minyan? So Chachma. The Rambam says means how smart the Rosh Hashiva is. Yeah, how to measure that, I'm not sure. But that's what we're not getting into now. While the Ranbaz brings up that maybe it also means how smart the whole bet's in it. Okay, how chokmah does that mean the Rosh Hashiva? It's very fascinating here, right? You get this fascinating fundamental question that we're not getting into now. How important is the Rosh Hashiva versus the whole bet's in, right? Gadol Hador versus, rabbinic community. So the Rambam says, Chokhmah is the Rosh Hashiva. We don't care the Chokhmah of everyone else, right? The great man theory. And the Rambam says, maybe it means the Chokhmah of everyone. And how about Minyan? So here's where the Rambam balances. The Rambam says, Minyan means, right? Yes, what do you mean Minyan? In the old days, every Bezdin was. Yeah, so how do you have minion? He says, no, many of the Hakamim who agreed with them, not many of the Bezdin. Minion of, there could be a Bezdin of 71 that has another 100 Hakamim who agree with them. And a mini Bezdin of 71 that has another 1,000 Hakamim who agree with them. That's minion. The Bartanura suggests that minion means how many Talmidim they have learning with them. Right? Bezdin of 71 and Talmidim. Bezdin of 71 with 100 Talmidim or with 1,000 Talmidim. And in any case, sort of maybe the Chokhmah is about the Rashiva, the Minyan is about the broadening. However, the Raivad said, quotes Yerushalmi, which I'm not sure if it's in our Yerushalmi, Minyan means Minyan Shanim, age. And the Teferis Yisrael explains it means how old the Rosh Yeshiva is. But again, Minyan refers to the Rosh Yeshiva, how old the Rosh Yeshiva is. The older the Rosh Hashiva, that's greater, right? We respect age and not just intelligence. I mean, eventually he got very old, right? So when he made this takana, I have no idea how old he was. Interesting question, how old he was when he made this takana, how old he was when he died and still kept enforcing the takana, I'm not sure. Anyway, there are fascinating questions here. There are about old news that minyan means how many chacham are with them, or minyan means how old Rosh Hashiva is. The most, it's a technical focus. But the interesting part here is what really defines Torah authority? The great man or the community of rabbis, right? Is chachma about the chachma of Yeshiva or chachma about the whole business? Is minyan about how many people follow the business or how old the Rosh Hashiva is? So that's a very fascinating philosophical issue. The other philosophical issue, of course, here is how important is age versus chachma? Pirkei Avos already dealt with this a little. Does it really matter how old the Rosh Hashiva is? Maybe it's not. It might be too old. I can get into modern day politics. But older is not always better. Sometimes people are not as good as great. They're not well anymore. Not everyone has the bracha of Rav Avadya Yosef, where, till practically his dying day, he knew, everything that you never even met anyone who heard of by heart. Okay. Fascinating questions, but not for now. Those are more philosophical questions. Can't tie them into the lumdus of the sugya. Let's get back to the sugya. What is the same that the Zara? How can Rabbi Yehuda Nesiga override coming to Hill of the Shammai? The Gemara says in second question, this was called the Shmona Atzer Davar. Where can we find a list of the Shmona Atzer Davar? In Shabbat, right? Except for Shabbat 18. What was special about those 18 things? Big politics. Big politics. There was one day, there was a big politics. And Talmidei Shammai got together, and Talmidei Shammai outvoted Talmidei Hillel, made lots of chorus.
And you're being very nice, right?
That's the Balinese version. Depending on who you ask, some people say that was one of the worst tragedies that ever happened to Jewish people. Some people say that was wonderful. The Yerushalmi has even more politics. Said that they took out a sword and said, whoever tries to disband this meeting, basically, we'll kill them on the spot. Talmidei Hillel wanted to disband the meeting, so they knew they're outvoted. They say, if you disband the meeting, we kill you, and then you don't count anymore as a vote. Anyway, big politics. Anyway, Kitzer, what does the Gemara say? The 18th thing, Afilu Yava Eliyo based Dino in Shomamo. Even Eliyahu Hanavi Beis Dino can't rescind it, even though he's obviously Godol from Talmidei Hillel and Shammai. Good svar. Eliyahu Hanavi is greater than Talmidei Hillel and Shammai. Okay, so even if they're greater, they can't. So Amar Sharshay answers the way it seems like an argument. Matam, or Hoel, who Pashta Yisur Barov Yisrael, why can't he rescind the Shmona Atzer Davar? Because they spread, it was accepted, it was put into practice by all Jews. But Shemen Lo Pashin Shavuot, the Gzeirah Shemen Akum never spread to the whole Jewish people. No one ever kept that Gzeirah. Fascinatingly, if Chazal make Gzeirah and no one keeps it, then the people have the last word. People have the veto, not with their vote, with their facts on the ground. And as it said, they Yashvur Seinu Bodku, they checked on Shemen Lo Pashin Shavuot Yisrael. They saw it wasn't as Pashin, but some who were saying all the rishim and leil the reluctant tzaddik shi omer. They threw in this new idea called you're not gozer zero latzibur unless most people can handle it. I wrote tzibur like the whole, let the tzibur handle it. How do we know? The Torah says, Bambe eratem ne'arim yotiatem ko'im ha'goy kulo. Ha'goy kulo eni lolo malachi. What's malachi referring to? Who remembers this possible get malachi? He was complaining about the Jews not giving ma'aser. Right? So he was giving them mutzer for not giving meister, and the assumption this Gemara assumes that meister in the days of Vayishen would be drabanan. Therefore, it said, you're being cursed. You're stealing from me. Kove is to steal. Hagoy kulo the whole nation. What was Hashem saying?
You're complaining, right? That
I'm cursing you, that I'm not giving you bracha, etc. That because you're stealing the meister from me. You'll get a bracha. Don't expect anything from me. Okay, why does it say Hagoy kulo? So the drasha is, if the whole nation agrees to the drasha, to the takana, then it's chal. But if the whole nation wouldn't accept the takana, it wouldn't be chal. So we see a takana drabana, and again, assuming meister drabana in the time of Bayashini, it's only if they accept it. That's how they get all that from Pasuk, two words of Malachi. Now, what's the problem with this Gemara that everyone's struggling with? The problem with this Gemara is that there are two cases. One is lo pasha. If the Gzera was never poshet the Yisrael, it never spread out, right? Then who's allowed to rescind it? Even a Bezdin Katan, that was Shemen. Or Yunusia was Katan, right? Bezdin Katan Mevatel. How about if it was Pashat? Then, if you read the Gemara in a simple way, if it was Pashat, then that's like the Shmona Shei Dabar. My Tom, what's the reason for the Shmona Shei Dabar? So it's Pashat, the Chol Yisrael. So if it was Pashat, then it's like the Yudchet Dabar. And Afilu even Elyon Avi, Bezin Gadol, Eino Mevatel. That's what it seems to come out when you read the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. What's the problem with it?
In what case do you need a Bezin Gadol?
Anyway, right, what's the case where you need a Bezin Gadol? Right, there's obviously some case where any Bezin Gadol, Vatel, Diver, Bezin Gadol, Bezin Gadol, Bezin Gadol, Bezin Gadol, where does it say that? Bezin can't be Vatel, Diver, Bezin unless it's Gadol, Bezin Gadol, Bezin Gadol,
Mission
Adios, right? The fifth mission in the seven Adios. So what's the case where you need to be Gadol? If it's Pashat, Gadol won't help. If it's low Pashat, you don't need Gadol. So what's the case where Bezdin Gadol Mevatel Ubezdin Katan Eino Mevatel? Right, that's what Tosfos and all the Rishonim are struggling with. Every single Rishon is struggling with this issue. How do you fit that into the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? Yeah, even without Krizzle, you have that question. Avodah Zarah quotes the Mishnah Idios, right? Idios versus the Dukkot and Shemen. Okay, but Krizzle is one of the cases where they have to try to fit in. So we have a bunch of sheets of the Rishonim. How do we solve this problem? So let's see how we solve this problem. We basically have three levels. One level is Bezin Katon, Yachol Levatel. That's like Shemen. Kigon, what are examples? Shemen Akon. The second example is only Bezdin Gadol Lechach Minyan. Mission 80 is even said that he Gadol Lechach and the Minyan. One is not good enough. Yachol Levatel. And what's an example of that? An example of that would be Purple, right? What did our Gemara say? That if we assume the Dorian Lechachin, that it was a permanent Takana, Shmuel says, if I was greater than Hillel, I'd be Levatel. But since I'm not greater than Hillel, I can't. And the third level is E-F-Shar Levatel Plav. And this would be an example of maybe 17 out of the 18 zeros, right? One of them, they could be a vatel, right? The Mona Efrei Dabar, but only the ones that were accepted. That were accepted by the nation, right? Right, we don't know all the other old 17 rak osam shepachim. Right, because Shemin is one of the Yisroel Ethnic Dabbers. If it wasn't a pachim, it's no problem. So the question is, what qualifies to these three categories? So, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos here and the Avodah Zarah says basically, not basically, says the same thing. Tosfos is very consistent. How many opinions are there in Tosfos? Two. What's the first opinion, Tosfos?
criteria of Yochanan with bone and pasuk.
Exactly, because the Gemara starts with this pasuk in Avodah Zarah. What's the other problem they're trying to solve? The Gemara starts with pashadi suro, low pashadi suro. That was pashadi suro, and Shemin is low pashadi suro. Then all of a sudden they can segue into Shemin of Leil Rolos, where it says rov tiba yecholin lamodo. Pashadi barov yisrael and rov tiba yecholin lamodo. What's the relationship between those two factors? So the first day in Tosfos says there are two partners, right? What does Tosfos say in its first day? That this is both Pashat Barov Yisrael, the Ein Yecholin Lamovo. It has zero factors. It isn't spread and they can't handle it. Then, and that's why they were voting and saw that it wasn't full shape by Shem and Akum. They were voting and saw it wasn't full shape. They also noticed that it wasn't your whole lamur vote. That's why they added the part about your whole lamur vote. When do you invest in Godot? If it's either Pasha Vyacholin or Lo Pasha, no. Right. Pashat be'ein yecholim or lo pashat be'yecholim. If you have one factor, I mean, it's not the same thing. This rule by going low is going to have two factors, whether they can handle it and whether they do accept it. They can't handle it, don't accept it. Anyway, if it's in between, you have one factor without the other, they accepted it, but they can't live. Or they can live, they didn't accept it. Then you need a Bezdin Gadol, and what's unique about the Shmona Esrei Davar? What's unique about the Shmona Esrei Davar is Pashat V'yecholim Lamovo. Pashat Rov Tzibur V'yecholim Lamovo. That's the first day in Tosfos. In which case, Brokbol would have to be, right, according to this, Brokbol would have to be either Pashat but in Yecholim Lamovo, or Yecholim Lamovo, but lo pashat for Rov Yisrael, because the Bezdin Gadol could uproot it. Okay, Tosfos thinks that's a little bit dachuk. What is it? Say, I'm a hacha o pot of loy cholam go or you cholam go below below pasha. Okay, that's the only rishonim are a little long, but it's really first of all with low pasha. Like, why would it be kosher? Every remember, it's only up to the creditor to write first of all. The debtor doesn't have to agree. The malva writes first of all. The loan doesn't have to agree. So why wouldn't it be kosher? Every malva can want to write first of all. And why can't you be only both? Well, Corinth, you can be only both. People can be only with repaying their debts. Doesn't seem to be in the world. Okay. Yeah, it's a little dogbook in principle. And a few other things. Right? Where is this dogbook? It's dogbook in principle, which, okay, some of the Balatosa points out. It may be close to the number of Zara points that I'm here. And Atosa here also points out that, even before I get to Shabbat, in Megillah, they say, there have been the Amchik Nesagdola, that means the Chacham Dez Mordechai to Esther, or Metakin Yodalad and Tetzvah. But what did the Mishnah Megillah say? First Mishnah?
He expanded it.
First Mishnah Megillah? Megillah Nikres? Yodalad and Tetzvah. Yodalad and Tetzvah, right? If the original Chacham was Yodalad and Tetzvah, how could the later Chacham say you can read on Yodalad and Tetzvah instead? After all, Ain Bezin Yachol Vatal Dibri Bezin Chavayel in Gadol Mimenu B'Chachol V'Minyan. So, okay, so the answer, really, Anshe Kenesai Gadol originally made this takana, but it's they're applying the rule of Gadol Mimenu B'Chachol V'Minyan. What did that mean? That Mikra Megillah either was Pashat Ba'in Yachol Lamavo or Raz Yachol Lamavo Velo Pashat, which is a little funny. Don't you think Mikra Megillah was pumped everywhere? Don't you think it was Yachol Lamavo? Okay. Yeah, that's Tony Echron trying to say. No, it really didn't spread all over. Okay, the little dog hook to say this when it comes to the front bowl and when it comes to Megillah, I don't mean reading Megillah, reading Megillah without being Yudalot and Tesva. Right? Doesn't seem so hard to read Megillah and Yudalot and Tesva. And Lechora, all the Jews did it. Okay. Yeah. That's the first day of Tosfos, which again, he rejects for some of these reasons in each Masechet. Before we get to the second day in Tosfos, I point out that some of the Rishonim in Avodah Zarah have a sheet of very similar. The Ran and the Meiri of Avodah Zarah and others, but the Ran and the Meiri are the most notorious about it, have a very similar sheet. As a matter of fact, it's really almost the same. The Ran and the Meiri in Avodah Zarah, it's almost the same. They also say two factors. They just say that it's not from the Tzadar there's such a case as Pashat the Inyachol and Lavo. Like, if people can't live with it, how could it have spread to everyone? Right? They just, like, they think that's a funny case. They say, oh, they stole it. Well, they stole this. This is a low pasha. The Ein Yecholim Lamodo. This is it. It's low pasha. The Yecholim Lamodo. Meaning, it could spread if it didn't. Right? The only difference is, they just don't like this scenario. It's spread, but people can't live with it. Like, people are living intolerably in a situation that's unlivable. It's a funny case. Well, this is the case where it's popped up. They think basically whenever it's popped up, obviously it's falling out of it. How would be in his pocket if they weren't to call in Lamobo, but it's almost, right? Right, okay, but it's almost being frozen. If you have the both factors, then you can never revoke it. If you're halfway there, it could be acceptable, but it didn't spread yet. You need a better go. And if it's impossible to spread, then you don't need anything. Okay, so instead of two factors, they have a continuum, like you go along with potential popped up, and popped up is actual popped up.
What does the law you find in one mode? It means that no one can do it, or it means it's very difficult to live, because that will make the difference.
Correct. And I wonder, maybe that's, they assume what how long is really impossible, then they can use me. So it's just difficult. But, sometimes being a Jew is difficult. Okay, good point. However, the Tosfos in the second day has a totally different shot. What Tosfos the second day? What's Tosfos the second day?
Sorry.
Exactly. What would I write here? One can be in top of the level.
It might be not. It's not a unique case.
It's low. Not
a unique case. It's low pasha.
Low pasha.
Or even.
Low pasha. If it's low pasha, and what would this be? This would be pasha.
But
low pasha and pasha. Oh, what's the yuchet dover? He said the yuchet dover is only those yuchet dover. But can I say pasha? Right. Only the Yuchet Dover, of course, it's nice, Shepatat. Wasn't posted, it doesn't get Hashiva. But only the Yuchet Dover. Why only the Yuchet Dover? What is hope to explain? Because what's in the Yajami? They risked their life for it. It came at the threat of bloodshed. Under the national famine, therefore they can never be revoked. At least it was Pasha. What it says is that it was blown in Pasha, then it can't really count at all. But it was this Pasha, then it gets bumped up from Union Bez and Gobel to no one can revoke because of under the national famine. Why should under the national famine make a difference? It's not so clear. Just because people almost got killed, why does that make a takana? Like, here I understand the Sparta. The more that Kanish, I have to think for the stronger it is, right? The more staying power it has, the more halum it has. Why do I'm not just saying? It could be just a favor of some sort. What do they say? They say these Yuchat Dover, people almost killed each other for it. You know what? If you're able to revoke them, people might kill each other again. So maybe, they want to adjust it to avoid Pikot Nefesh. From here, it's the Kanish Surah. They said, don't mess with the Yuchat Dover. It's more than for us. Maybe that's the Svara, unless you want to ask them. I need to stop the one this where, when you're most or nefesh for something, then, it has a koach that can't be erased. It's a funny kind of mysterious nefesh.
So, this is the nefesh of the Pater Beit Shammah, you've read that. That they
went to such an extent.
Right, that's a funny kind of Mesiras Nefesh, right? It's not the kind of Mesiras Nefesh you usually incarnate. So I guess if you want to, if you are, and the political party wants nowadays, right? If you, or don't want to. If you believe, that this is a good kind of Mesiras Nefesh, you just say, I'm the Kedusha of the Mesiras Nefesh and the Heilig of Hamidah, the Kamei, they tell them that they were willing to take a sword at each other for Torah. That makes this so powerful that Hashem granted it special status. Now, whatever Jewish people with their efforts will never be erased. If you want to view it as a bad kind of serious effort, that no, like you shouldn't get to that kind of fights over Talmud Torah. And you could say, yeah, it was such a bad kind of serious effort that they said never erase people's clothes because you don't want to fight about them again, and maybe next time people will die. Okay, pick her up, shop her.
Doesn't it matter? Not
for shot, and
where did he
kill? That's it. No, it's clear that it's not for shot, but cutting him in battle. Because that Shemu was on the Yochet Dabar. It was not for shot, but cutting him in battle. Okay. Whose sheep is not on the board yet? What?
The Rambam.
The Rambam's sheep is not on the board. What's the Rambam sheep done? Oh, so before we get to the Rambam Shita, Tosos did not take into account this idea of Yecholim Lamo. Tosos first day said Yecholim Lamo Pasha, two equal factors. The Rambam here said Yecholim Lamo Gol and Pasha, not two equal factors, two steps, first step and second step. First step is Yecholim Lamo Gol, at least they could go to the deeper second step. Pasha then actually did go to the deeper. Tosos left out Yecholim Lamo Gol. So what is Tosos and Mazari? I don't think he explains very explicitly, but by us, what does he say about Yecholim Lamo Gol? How does that factor in? If Goldemar did mention a phrase called Yecholim Lamo Gol, how does that factor in according to Tosos?
When the Zer was the products of the future bathed and reinforced the ruler product.
Not about, that's not relevant to the question of and a future bathed in Vatalin, but it's relevant to the question of, repeat your word again.
Whether or not future bathed
should future
should they buy Vatalin?
Meaning, he said that according to this, what the phrase of, what this Indian of what about? Yecholim Lamo Bo. Where does that go? It says Tosos. By us, Tosos in the Rosh Hashanah doesn't say. It could be that he said something different, but I don't know. But Tosos by us said, that's a different factor. That's not about, that's irrelevant. Yecholim Lamo Bo is irrelevant to the question of whether Bezin mean Bakul or not. That was a different question. We're using the scene as Bezin sat down and decided we can be Mabakul. So it wasn't this thought of what you throw, but should we be Mephatel? After all, there's a good reason to after Shem and Akum. Right? God will sham them, Shapita, and Pita, and they're the same should never act there, right? And it's good to have Zeros against the Akum to separate us from the Akum. On the other hand, we need Shemin. So they sat down and thought, should they be Mephatel or not? They have the right to do what they want. They just have to figure out, right? Just do the right to do whatever you want. Doesn't mean it's the right answer. Just means you have to figure out what would. You have the right to do either way, but what? Ritzon Hashem that you should do. So that Tosfos is not relevant to the question of can they be Mevatel? Not relevant to our thing at all. It was a different point. What if they knew they could be Mevatel? They want to know, should they be Mevatel? Should they be Mevatel? Then they said, the Tzibah can't be Yecholim Lamo Gol, we shouldn't be Mevatel. But rather, to question of should they be Mevatel? Let's read that inside in Eratotos. There's Eratotos. The heker the lo poshad go shem and avigal the unbeliever afilu kavi yochel hatir. It's not poshad anyone can be matir. The other door is sunk for a single hadin golden tzvizer al sevor.
What's the Sukkot Lamabo? That's not one of the factors in our chart. Long might say, Otama Eli Shom. They don't bring that, except for this other reason. Both team holders showed no loss of long and in the world of the children. Why did he matter? Avra Elo must be served. He should have answered it. Do we find many places in Shom where it goes there, early generations where it goes there and it didn't work? And then later generations where it goes there and people listened. Lachar Shalom rots with the amount of glass car. Not that when they come in, they didn't want to answer it. God, they were with Seabird, Yacholon, Lamo, go. Okay, that is Tosas. Let's go back to the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? When can a Bez be called the Levatel? Rambam Hilf Mamrim? When can a Bez be called the Levatel?
Darshi of Yud Gimel Midos.
We're not ready for that yet. When else? If it's low Pasha. Right, says the Rambam Hilf Mamrim, if it's low Pasha for Rov Yisrael, then even a bezin katan can be mevatel, as the Rambam says here. The Rambam says that a gadru v'dima shapash. It first he says if bezin gadru zera v'dima shavakol yochad, they thought everyone would handle it, and then the picture if they did lo pasher v'kol, it didn't spread. Then they have to mevatel it. What if the bezin thought it spread? Gadru v'dima shapash v'kol yisrael. But I'm going to double shalom rabbos. They kept the gear around because they thought it spread. Well, Acher's man, Meruba, Amabez, and Acher, Badak, Russia, Enos, like they're presented to Israel. They were both they like number the dark. When you didn't see a check, the other one was so straight. Then it raised up a table, and then, sorry, Yeshua, Shuffle, Bathala, Fio, Yosh, Pachol, Mibez, gonna reach him, Chacham, and Minyan. Okay, this is all popped up. And what's the case? Where do you need a best in Gadol? What? Exactly. Is as the Rambam said, Bezin should go to Xero, take the Takanim, and Higu Minag, etc. Upasha the Dover before Yisrael. But Amanach reinvest in Acher, Bikesh, Levatel. Eino Yoko should go to Yisrael, Mechokma, Uvim, Minyan, Potat. Okay. All right, great. We're just going to leave the next line. And what's the case where no one can ever be a Vatelet? Next halacha. There's the Rambam. Bamed Varman Varshal Atobi left a Tyog the Torah. That's the son of Tyog. Ella Hishar Dine Torah. That's the son of Tyog. It's just like the other Dinam of the Torah. Avalvarin Sharobe Lingo Akal Tyog. It's the Tyog la Torah. Then in Poshe Shermachal Yitrol, it was Poshe, Ain Bezin, Gadol Akhir Yokal Akhir, Tino Figo, Gadol Minerishonim. That's how the Rambam says this one at Big Dog. One at Big Dog, not that it's spread everywhere. Oh, it's spread. That Shmonis Beidover are special. What's special? Not only those 18 things to the story that happened, those 18 things represent a certain kind of takana. Some takanas are just for Tikkun Olam, for nice ideas, etc. And some takanas are what's called a tyog. Now, okay, there's a lot of having to find a tyog, but at least it's you know, common sense definition, but the tyog is a fence around the Torah, right? A tyog is more calmer. This is if it is a yog, obviously, you know, Pasha. If it's a yog, so when do you get to go to when it's not a yog? As I already said. But when it's a yog, then you can never be healed. That a yog is more calmer. Okay, why is a yog more calmer? Is a fascinating question. You know, maybe it's just because, you know, Chazal made a judgment call at some point saying, well, tyog, you know, it's very important, much more important, and you don't want people to make suits to get out of them, so we'll make it unlevatable. Or maybe because a tyog has more halos than a regular takana drop off. Why? Because, how do we know you're supposed to make a tyog? But, not the tyog with Torah, but how do we know from the comment you're supposed to make a tyog?
Shamru Mishmarati.
Exactly, up to Mishmarati, the Shamru Mishmarati, Chazal Darshan to Mishmarati, Mishmarati. Ah, there's that special Torah status to a tyog, more so than anything else, right? I don't think it says explicitly in the Torah that Chachamim should make other kinds of Chachamim. But for me, it has a special status, and that's certainly how the Rav understood unique to the tyog and piece about this in the Yortzeit Shirin. Let me just end one question. Where did the Kol Lama go fit in, of course, the Rambam?
It's a Tanai for Lo Pashat.
It's, I would say, even better.
Not a Tanai, it's Raskorem Lo Pashat.
Exactly. So the Rambam understood, I always thought this was part of the study, you know, the Rambam the only reason understood this way. Yechol Lam Lobo is not something different from Pashat. Yechol Lam Lobo and Pashat are really the same thing. If it's Nikol Olamo Bo, then it won't be poshed. If it's not Nikol Olamo Bo, it won't be poshed. I think that's what it sounds like from the Rambam. Why? The Rambam in Halacha Beis uses the phrase Pasha Dabar Kol Yisrael. In Gimel, he uses the Dabar Pasha, the phrase Pasha of Yisrael Bechol Yisrael. And then in Hay, he says, if Wilma Tzivra can be only by him, they should make the Xera, if not, not. Then Allah Havavi said, what if they thought Robot Seber could be only Bo? And then Lo Pashtav Robot Kal? They thought Robot Seber could be only. He should end with this Allah Havav, and Robot Seber couldn't be only. But he says they thought Robot Seber could be only, and it turned out Lo Pashtav Robot Yisrael, meaning these are two ways of measuring the same thing. They're two ways of measuring the same thing. Just before you make the Xera, you call it, can Robot Seber call Olamo Bo? We have to think before I make the Xera, and just in Lakasila, until the Xera is made, the Rambam uses the law to Robot Seber Kol Olamo Bo, because that's how we judge. That's something people can handle or not. After we make the Xera, we have to judge if people can handle it or not. We just look if they're doing it or not. Pashat Bechol Yisrael. And I think that's what the Rambam means. Rambam means, how do you not? If it's not Pashat Bechol Yisrael, you know why? If it's not Pashat Bechol Yisrael, they can rescind it. Because Hagoy Kulo, because it's not possible to go to Israel. It shows they don't see the whole Lama vote. So I think the Rambam is really the same. I mean, the same words. I don't mean it's syntactically the same. But substantively, I think the Rambam says there's just two ways of saying the same thing. You shouldn't be go there and let the robot see your whole Lama vote. And then the Yemen, if you were to go there, the way you check is, was it poshed or not? And if it was poshed, that showed the kol olam would vote. If it wasn't poshed, then that showed any kol olam would vote. So I think for the Rambam, it's clear. How does it clear the same thing again? He says they thought dimusher kol. What's the question again? Halacha vav. Dimusher over kol olam would vote, but then lo poshed barov kol. How is that two opposite things? Because they're the same thing in different words. Right, well, pashta, that means they thought you put lamu bo, but not. So for the Rambam, it's the same factor, because if you put lamu bo, the stomach will be a pache. If in your put lamu the stomach, it will not be this pache, right? And this pache shows that you hold it lamu bo. Therefore, it's just two ways of getting at the same point. Yes.
The Rambam would say that since Biyag is more elevated, Lo Pasha is still Pasha is still.
Correct. Even the one of the regards that even in Shem, one of the Shmona Fidar, and clearly the Siyag, nonetheless, if it was Lo Nefate, and why would that be? The Rambam apparently thinks, based on the Drasha, I'm going to look. If it's not, it's not a shame. Then there's nothing to talk about. As a matter of fact, the Rambam seems like you even maybe even have to bottle it. It's clear that they themselves have to change their mind, right? Or even Pela, if it's in the lifetime of that Bezin themselves, it bottle automatically. If it's in the lifetime of the new Bezin, they need to make a decree of some sort. But apparently, Pashat is, without Pashat, it's not going too low, it doesn't really get off the ground. You still need Bezin Pashat, you can bottle it, it could be. The only reason we need Bezin Kotlin to be Vatalit is just to check that I'm going with Pachi. Not that really you need a Bezin Kotlin to be Vatalit. It's not so clear. Let's say someone violated the Zera on Monday, and then Tuesday, Bezin Kotlin came with the Vatalit and go popped up. Did the guy do that Zera on Monday? Maybe not. Maybe he really has no Kotlin if it's not with Pachi. It's just that, you need someone to make it out. Okay, unclear.
I also find it a little bit interesting, but it could be unrelated, that the Rambam is building on, Siyag for the Rambam, and the Rambam also goes up for the Rambam.
Okay, I'm not sure. You can tell me afterwards why you find that passing. The Kesef Mishnah, by the way, is one problem here. What's the Kesef Mishnah problem? He said how to hear principles break, Nisho principles. Principles with pot. They just got one of the 18 things. Right? Over here, it's a little dog hook in principle.
and a little duck hook in Megillah. Okay, you'll have to say somehow these weren't his pasha. You know, you think they should or they weren't. How about this? Any of this pasha and not a jug of Ezengonim Bato. What do you have to say? You have to say the first bowl, as well as Megillah Mikri, the adult as well as not a jug. Megillah is not so crazy to say it's not a jug. It's not a fence around something, right? It's just like a nice idea of Ovel with Hashem. But what do you have to say? You have to say that first bowl is not a jug. What's the kasha of approval not being a jug? What's the definition problem?
You want to study.
The Gemara on the Gov and Aleph says, why in Hilma Sakin first bowl?
Not to be over on Yishamar Lechot.
He saw people were violating the law of Yishamar Lechot and Yedav Lechot. The heart of Kavli Ali, Mark of Asnach, the Jeva, Shnapa, Shmikavra, Ayin, Abba, Achika, Yom, Belo, Titain, Lo. Right? People were violating the law of not lending money before Shviyat because they were afraid of Shviyat Ksapin. So what? Same people from the law, he made the Takara. The Kedmish said, it's 50 people away from a law. That's a job. So, Kosha from Daplam and Bob and Olive, how does Kevin Mish answer it? Gets the mission, makes a big fish. Wants to get the mission's answer? Wants to get the mission's answer? What?
That
wasn't the real reason. The main reason was not to keep people from mining a lot. That wasn't the main reason. The main reason is what?
It's a
business. The main reason is to help the poor people get loans. And that's not bigger than giving loans, just because the poor people need money. And to help the rich people not lose money. The main reason is to keep money circulating money. Okay, behave and taste it. You can go get the Gemara and love and Bobo Malice. What's the marker for that?
The mission of Christ is not even more about taking the loan.
Taking a loan
would mean to avoid a loan. The word
prosbul. Would that be called taking a loan?
Yes. Pretend you don't live in the 21st century, right? The 21st century, taking a loan means, liberal social tolerance. But in the Gemara, taking a loan just means anything that helps the world. The many people doing a lot helps the world. I'm being a little too flippant because you're right. After all, it's tikkun olam, even in the days of Chazal, tikkun olam sounds like it wasn't just a regular jug, but even more so, but that's not what the Kedem mentioned. What did the Kedem mention? Made himself last line is up on above. My prosbul, Amar of Chista, pros boli ubuti. What is prosbul? It's pros boli ubuti, which Rashi says means pros is a takana, boli elo ashir, in the Gemara says, and buti elo aniyam. It's help the poor and the rich. And what does Rashi say? How does it help the poor? Now they can get loans, right? Better to get a loan and have to pay back if you not get a loan in the first place. How does it help the rich? They don't lose money. According to the story, they should lose money. Okay, but nonetheless, it helped them not lose money, and they weren't so prone, and they wanted to not lose money. So then, because of Mishnah, the real reason for, and that's a good piece of Olam, the real reason for Prozbul is Prozbul be putting to help everyone get money, to help commerce, to help circulation of credit. That was the real reason. The secondary reason is because they were going to buy it in a while. But the anchor reason was for the economy and not for the law. Okay, that's a big finish. That's a big finish of the ruling tomorrow. Why is what Chris said say? As a matter of fact, he has a mission of a better reason tomorrow than anyone else. Everyone else would say, I mean, it would be fine. We weren't doing this all the time. Why does the Gemara say what the word and give some like drunk and split the word in half and make two letters into other words and give you a whole part? It's fighting inside words that we might not know on a simple level. It's interesting. It's fascinating. But because of Mishnah, he said, no, this Gemara is not fascinating and interesting. This Gemara is halakha l'maisa. They asked their kids, what's prosbul? Is prosbul a tyog or is it not a tyog? And he answered, let me tell you, it's not a tyog. You thought it was a tyog, but it's really not a tyog. Because the main reason is prosbul and buti and not to avoid the law. So answer the Kesef Mishnah, Alki, Rav Chista, prosbul and buti, don't we own Langbom and Olive and think it's a tyog? See, the end of Lambova days, the Lambova Zion Olive, we realize it's fundamentally to help the economy.
only secondarily has a nice advantage of saving people. That's a big kiddush. What's the big kiddush? The big kiddush is, like, what makes it worth, like, what's a good reason to make profit? I would admit, personally, I'm not sure I'm so comfortable with the Ketzav Mishnah, philosophically. I like what I put until the Ketzav Mishnah. The real reason was to avoid a lot. After when you avoid the lav, it also helps the rich people, helps the poor people, it takes care of a lot of things. Why? Because Beis Hillel is he's doing something a little radical here, right? Meaning, he's eliminating a mitzvah from the Torah, right? However, or even a mitzvah drabanan according to Abaye and Rava Lefi Tosfos, or a mitzvah d'oraita according to Rava Lefi Rashi. But he's going again something that Hashem thought was a good idea. Hashem said, I'm God, I think it's a good idea that after 7 years you should forgive the loan. And Hillel said, you know, that was good in the old days. But nowadays it's not a good idea anymore. We have to change that. Okay, that should smell a little suspicious to you, right? Everyone but Hillel who's done things like that has not ended well. So, what's that? So, if not for the guest wish, I would say, you think Hillel was saying that it's a bad idea because times have changed and I have different ideas? No way. Anything that helps anyone else is just a side point. The only reason Hillel did this is because people were violating a law and he didn't want people to violate a law. Sometimes you have to sacrifice one part of the Torah for a more clever part of the Torah. And that's what I would be comfortable saying. The Ketzav Mishnah is being a little radical here. He's not trying to be trying to answer Kasha Rama. Yeah, the Mishnah is trying to say, the main reason was it was good for the economy. Hashem thought of different ideas, good for the economy. Okay, the economy changed now, different things are good for the economy. The secondary reason is to help people avoid a lot. Same, maybe that secondary reason also, but he's making Hillel a little more radical. That's because of Mishnah. Lani of Dicey, I haven't seen all the front of this. Maybe in the back there, instead of the other front. There are other front of this differently.
Well, the big discussion called in the Il Shmuel and other arts of
life. I would have said a little differently. I would have said, no, Chassid Shalom. The only real reason to make the Hunter principle is to avoid a lot. But not every reason to avoid a lot is called a Tiyad. What does a Tiyad literally mean? Literally. A fence. Don't do this because you might come to do this, right? A tzyug means like don't do this because it might lead you to do something else. It's probably a tzyug. The Hillel say don't do something because it might lead you to violate a law. What did Hillel say? Life might, your Yetzer Hara will lead you to violate a law. Life will lead you to violate a law. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make a new takana from left field. Which then takes away your temptation to violate a law. I'm not sure that's called a tiyug. A tiyug is, maybe a tiyug only means, don't do, what does the fence mean? Right? There's live wires with, 3,000 volts. They put a fence around it, don't cross the fence, because then if you go further, you'll touch the wire. Okay, say don't touch your hamburger and your cheese on the thing on the table when two people are eating together because you might accidentally eat the hamburger with cheese. That is a classic tiyug. Don't be in yichud with a girl because you might do an avodah. That's a classic tiyug. Over here, Hillel's not making a nothing. Don't do. He's not literally making a bet. He's not saying don't do this because then you might come through a lot. Saying you're naturally coming through a lot. There's nothing I can tell you not to do if you save from the law. Instead, I'll just change something else in the Torah, and then you won't have an incentive to violate the law anymore. I don't know if that's necessarily pulled us. Yeah, is that a merit from a shmar team? I'm not telling you to guard from something. Like, don't do something similar to an avera, might do an avera. No, what he's saying is, I'll not do something else, and then life will be different. He won't be tempted to do an avera. It's saving people from avera, but not everything that saves you from avera is called a tiyug. Maybe this is just called a takana. Like, for example, I'd say, you know what? People are going to the store and stealing baby formula. So I'm going to make a takana. I'll just give everyone a free baby formula so they won't steal anymore. Right? I actually made the takanas. I don't know if I call it a tiyug. Yes, it stops you from doing Avero, but not making a fence around the Avero. It stops you from doing Avero by giving them more money so they won't be tempted to do Avero anymore. That's not necessarily a Piyad, because Mishnah is reading Piyad very broadly. Anything that stops you from saving you from Avero. I don't think so. You know, anything nice saves you from Avero in the long run. Giving people free money, which they thought we're doing here also, we're giving the rich people, we're giving the mild of free money. Giving people free money so they're not tempted to steal, which is basically, or not tempted to not loan. Giving people extra money so they're not tempted to do Avero in money, that's not a siyag, because we're not a bank. That is just sort of bribing people to not do Avero. Bribing people to not do Avero is not the same as a fence around the Torah.
Isn't that what the Gemara means when it says Lo Shava Katera Vavi Disura?
I'm not sure. Maybe you could say that one bull is not a yod because it's not a fence. You don't pull it a fence around the Torah. Just it's not a fence. Just it's doing an end run around. Just a strategy. Just a strategy to avoid situation or just a strategy. Every strategy is not totally pure. If you think they're literally the fence, that's mishmeres l'mishmarti. Mishmeres l'mishmarti doesn't necessarily mean you should give someone free money that they won't be tempted to do an avera. No, that's not mishmeres l'mishmarti. Tikkun olam. Mishmarti means you're doing something that folks do an avera that might lead you to do an avera. You're told never told you not to do anything. Adram just says, oh, I'm popping you from Jesus' stuff and they won't be tempted anymore. It's like giving people free baby formula so they don't steal. I don't think that's the reason. The reason they gave people free baby formula is just a bad thing. But to give you free baby formula so you don't steal is a wonderful idea to keep it all on wrap. But it's not a steal because we're not putting a fence around it. Adram, we're saying, we'll take down another fence so that there won't be an issue anymore. That's not the same as a steal. And maybe that's simple. And a steal doesn't mean protect the Torah. Everything protects the Torah in the end. Every tikkun olam is good for the Torah. It's good for Judaism. You know what I mean? Don't do something that might lead to something else. And if you define so that way, first of all, definitely 100,000 gazillion percent not a tion. Okay, we didn't get to the most interesting part of this. So yeah, I am a little sorry to say, so we'll have to pick up Mir Toshem Thursday, 11:15, with just a few more ha'aros on the sugya, Beit and Batel, Dibur Beit and Chaver. Please go. We'll get into the parts of the Gemara we sort of skipped over very quickly, which is what level of fencing do you need in order to write a puzzle, and how do you write a puzzle about a zep back down to Allah Maisa. Okay, all this Thursday again, anyone joined late Thursday, 11:15, scheduling change.